Shabbos Perek Tezayin Mishnah Vov. Nochri Shabol Lechabois. We have a goy that's coming to put out a fire. He's a fireman. He's coming to put out a fire in a Yiddish house. Now, if a fire has to be put out, you understand that most of the times it's not halacha l'maisa. What we're going to say now that there's cheshbonos of Amir Lakum, because most times when there's a fire, there's at least minimal doubt of a safek pikuach nefashos. If that's the case, avadim mefreknish to metut. There's no questions asked. Even on a small, minute svek of pikuach nefashos with mechal Shabbos, even al yidei yid. So in towns, Moshe, where there was a fire, so there's nothing to talk about. Here we're talking about a rare case where there's an isolated fire which has no sakana whatsoever to anything. What sacha called the whole discussion over here is hefsid moment. And on that, the Mishnah says nochu shabol chabis l'chayim. When we're talking about hefsid moment, so you have a problem with amir laku. Ein oimrim loy kabei ve'al techabei. Amir Lakum is a shvus. What's important to point out is l'chayra that kibui in this case is a malach sheni tzirch l'gufa. It's totally in the machlokes tanoim Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon that we have over and over again. According to Reb Shimon, malach sheni tzirch l'gufa is potter over here. It's a shvus of kibui with a shvus of amir lakum. It's a shvus to shvus b'makom hefsid. Not so poshut how osur it is to say the Mishnah is only going to Reb Yehuda as a doichik. So you have to say over here that they were geyser, even by a shvus to shvus. Reb Kiva Eger makes reference to this point when he's discussing, let's say, the Mishnah just says, you're not allowed to be mitzavah him, you don't have to stop him. But what happens if you don't actually hire him, but you just say, hamechabe al tafsid? Kol hamechabe eni mafsid. You're not directly hiring him, but he is doing it clearly knowing that you want him to do it. Would that be aser? He says, maybe if it's shvus to shvus, that wouldn't be aser. Maybe if it's a direct kilu you're hiring him, then it would be aser. But that lashon of kol hamechabe eni mafsid is not a direct hiring. Mashenken, if you would say a lashon kol haroitze yovoi v'yichabe, but lashon ha-gemara, that's called directly appointing somebody to be shlich. That's mamish, he's working for you. Amir la'akum, Rashi explains that avodah zarah is a form of shlichus. Amir la'akum, in its most basic sense, is when a guy is working for you, it might not be a pe'ula d'oraisa of chil Shabbos. You're not physically doing it, but there's a shlichus of some sort. Maybe that shlichus even works d'oraisa, even though it's not mamish your chil Shabbos, d'acharonim point out. But the shlichus is there, and the shlichus means the guy is doing it for you. Malacha is being done for you. Shlichus shaladim kemaisai. So meli yoraiver, at least on a derabbanan level. Where would it be considered that he's mamish doing it for you? Like we're saying, by a lashon of koloroitza yichabe. We'll point out two other places where you have this distinction. When a person says koloroitza, kach v'kach, is called mamish shlichus. Kol ha'oise kach v'kach, lo yafsid, is indirect. It's a gilui ritzoinoi, but it's not mamish aminu shlichus. You have this one place, l'gabi afroshes truma, a sugya in nidarm daf lamed vov. And you have another case where a person fell into a boar and we're afraid he's going to die and his wife should be left in Aguna. Insofar as writing a get is concerned, over there also we'll say that there's a distinction between kol ha'kais of get lo yafsid, as opposed to kol ha'roitza yichtav get l'ishti, that's considered mamish aminu shlichus, which you need by get. So going back to our halacha, if it's mamish aminu shlichus, for sure it's also. If it's just an in-between giloy das, maybe then it would be also. Kiveg is willing to say that maybe that should be told in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. If it's a shvus to shvus, it would be mutter. If it's only one shvus, it would be also. What the Mishnah says, insofar as the halacha is concerned, that you can't be mamanahim, you can't tell him to chabe, but you also don't have to stop him. The Mishnah is masbir that by saying, mipnei she'en shvisosoi alehen. You're not mitzuvah on the shvisa of the goy. The goy is a daitid in offshore of it. So without your expressly saying it for him, even though he's doing it for you, that's not called the shlichus sinara. There's no amir lakum unless he's doing it, unless you sent him, unless he's your poel, or unless you sent him to do it. Even if you don't hire him, you asked him to do it, he's your shliach. If he does it knowing that you want him to do it, that's not a shlichus, you won't be even amir lakum. There is a similar gzeira that we'll have in Mishnah Ches, that even where a guy does something without any express tzivui or request, just that he knows the Yid wants it, the Yid is not allowed to be nene from what a guy does for him. That will seem Yitzhak Shem Mishnah Ches. And why there should be a chilik between the two cases, we'll discuss over there, B'Shem Taisus. A very important principle, L'Halacha L'Maisa. The Sefer of the Mishnah, not by a goy, is Avol Koton Shubalachabois. If a koton is Balachabois, we're talking about somebody's child, Ein Shoymin Loimit Neshe Shisosa Aleim. You're Mechuyiv to be Moicha, even if he does it without a tzivui. Because you're Mitzvah to make sure that a koton doesn't do Malacha on Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains it like this, L'Chayr, the koton is doing by himself. And we're not talking about your own child. You're not mechuyev in his chinuch. We're talking about somebody else's child. But since by cotton, by derech klal, he's oisei al das of, he's doing it because he knows his father wants the fire to be put out, so really you'd be mechuyev to stop him. Now, telling a cotton to do something, if he's your child, see mitzuv al shvises benoy, that's their isa. Telling somebody else's child do malachi, you're not mechuyev in his chinuch. You're also not mitzuv al shvisosoy. There is an issue, however, that's in the Gemara in the end of Yivam is called Safinon. Safinon means to give a child to do a dove osur biadaim. Others tiny that it's only b'macholos asur, is to be machiloi nevelos biadaim in aledu. But Lamaisa, the Rishonim say that it's even by Chilul Shabbos. That being said, what's interesting is that a cotton, if he's not your child, you're allowed to have him do something, brought down, let's say, if the Erev Rib, you're allowed to have a child carry the keys or a talis, or svarim, to shul, because since it's l'tzarech mitzvah, on tzarech mitzvah there's no yisus safinon. Not clear exactly why, but on tzarech mitzvah there's no yisus safinon. So that's the culmination of what we're talking about over here. What the Mishnah is talking about over here, since he does aldaz ovim, you're mechuyiv to stop him, mipnei, like the Mishnah says, sheshvisosoy alehen. Mishnah Zayin, koifin ko'oro al gabi haner, bishvil sholoitechaz bakoira. You're allowed to turn a kli over on a ner in order that it shouldn't catch on to the wall. If it's near, if it's flickering and it's heading to the wall, you're allowed to put a kli over it, as long as, obviously, if you don't put it out, be a dime. That you're not allowed to do. That's what we're talking about in Mishnah Vav. Val tsoya shel koton. The Gemara changes the gears a little bit. It's not tsoya shel koton. It's tsoya shel tarnagol, which is masriach, leaves a bad smell. Because a cotton will touch it, he'll step in it, in order not to dirty himself, you're allowed to turn the kli over. You wouldn't be allowed to move the tzoya itself, because in a chotz, in a house, there would be an isa mukta, because there's what's known as the het of graf shorei. When something dirty is in the house, one's allowed to clear it out. Here it's in the chotz, there wouldn't be that het, but there's a het to put a kli on top of it. Ve'al akrav sholitishuk, you want to put a kli over an akrav, a scorpion, shalei tishuch, in order that you shouldn't bite. What is that? It's a malach shein tzvicha legufa, so there's no tzad. There's a little bit tzakonis. Even though malach shein tzvicha legufa is osur midrabonon, over here they weren't goyzer. Rabbi Yehuda, maise bolif ne rabbi yoichin amin zakai barov, in a place called Arov. Va'omar, rabbi yoichin amin zakai said, choshesheni loy michatos. Am choshesh, that is chayiv mishum tzedo. This is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitos. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa. It's Chayiv. There's no Vadai Sakonah. It's a Vadai Sakonah, okay? You like to call out Tzol on Shabbos. There's no Vadai Sakonah here. So, Lamaisa, it's totally in this Machlokes, whether it's in Issa D'Rabbanan or in Issa D'Oraisa. It's a famous Gemara that quotes these two halachas. One halacha is that they were matter to do Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa of Kvi of Tzedas Akrov because of a Ktsas Sakona. The other one is Mafis Mursa, where a person has a boil, a blister, so he's allowed to poke a hole in it. It's also considered, even though poking a hole in it could be Boina, the whole discussion, but since it's a Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa, because it's any Tzorch, Loi Tzoras Lecha, so it's, if it's a Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa, Mokum Tzar, they'd be Matur also. These two cases are the subject of Rishonim, the Machlok Rishonim, how to learn the Sugin Ksubis Daf Hei. The crux of the discussion is that the Rambam, that Paskins, Moloch Sheni Tzuchu Luchu Fachayev, the Rambam, Paskins, not like many of the Rishonim, like Rabbi Yehuda, he still says that that case of Mapis Mursa is mutter. Clearly, it's not Altma Lakshan and Tzvichel Gufa. So that's where Reb Chaim, in Chidush Reb Chaim Levi al Rambam, has a whole shtickle Torah that the Rambam might not have a heter in these type of cases because of Malakshan and Tzvichel Gufa, but since he's not directly mechaven to the malacha that's involved over there with popping the blister, opening a hole for drainage in the blister, over there it's called a davashen miskaven, and even though it's a psik reisha that for sure the opening will take place, a psik reisha diloy nichale will not be considered a malacha, the famous het of the aruch. Again, this is a sugya barichus. We're just bringing the maravokim.